You are now listening to
Radioactive.
Welcome to today's Radioactive podcast. I'm Natalie.
And I'm Surya.
We are from Radioactive, a radio journalism internship at KUOW, an affiliate of NPR.
Today's podcast will look into something pretty close to you, your wardrobe.
I bet you didn't know Radioactive can see into your closet, but we can. And we know a lot about it.
What clothes are in it.
And why those clothes are there.
Why they were marketed to you.
And why you bought them.
But mostly, we'll be looking at one big question.
Do teenagers' choices control the fashion market?
Or does the fashion market control what teenagers wear?
To get to the bottom of this question, we'll phone up fashion professors, scroll through statistics, and even investigate the industry.
But before we do any of that, let's peek into your closet. I think I spy your favorite outfit.
Favorite outfit right now? It's like this loose, striped shirt that's really flowy and very comfortable. It's from Old Navy. I have a lot of striped shirts, but this one's my favorite by far.
These are our fellow Radioactivians describing their favorite outfits.
I'm wearing a, I don't know what this is called, like a shirt. And then I'm wearing shorts, cargos.
There are pockets in my dress. So it's like black with little patterns, which at first I thought were chickens, and I was really sad, but they're not, thank goodness.
I like dressing up in a suit because it exudes power and confidence, which makes me feel powerful and confident.
I am wearing a Vans t-shirt with wet seal shorts and Vans shoes.
And I look kind of like, I look like a punk.
I'm wearing black. I have a black hijab on, a loose black turtleneck. I have brown boots on, and I have my mom's old skirt. She had this from back in the 90s, so it's like throwback skirt.
Sounds like a large variety of stuff. But are those reasons really as personal as we think? Well, to find out, I asked people here in Seattle what influences their style.
Honestly, I just kind of go along with what other people are wearing, and I bring people out with me, and they kind of give me advice.
I think a lot of kind of the people around me, I like blending into the surroundings, not to, like, do the same thing as everyone, but to, I don't know, I kind of like fitting in that way.
I see a lot of them around. Someone was wearing it earlier today. Like, everyone's wearing Birkenstocks right now.
Something that you see everybody wearing. Yeah, something that you might see on the cover of a magazine.
Seems like everyone is incredibly determined to fit in.
Yeah.
But who's influencing everyone to dress the same way?
I think it's a combination of celebrities, social media, and big corporations. I think they all sort of work together and to influence the everyday people like us.
Yep, people are pretty busy checking out their Instagrams, YouTube feeds, and friends in order to stay on trend. And because of all of that inspiration, I bet a lot of our listeners have found shirts with cutout shoulders sneaking into their closets.
Like what I have on right now? I honestly didn't even notice it was a trend. I just noticed everyone was going to have shoulders way tanner than the rest of their arms.
Well, it's a trend. If you think about it, it's kind of a weird one. We called up Katherine Schaefer, a fashion merchandising professor at Columbia College, to find out how retailers market trends to you.
You know, like a trend right now for teenagers would be shirts with the cutout shoulders. Show them different ways that they may wear it or use it. So show it to them with maybe cut-off denim shorts. Show it to them with, you know, as a dress, show it to them, maybe a pair of leggings, so that I'm hitting those customers who only wear pants or like to get dressed up. They need something dressy. So it's showing it to customers so that I know it fits into their lifestyle in a different way.
Retailers want to slide clothing into your closet for one pretty big reason.
It lets them slide money out of your wallet.
Any company able to tap into teens' wallets is super powerful. Teenagers are a driving force in the fashion market. Here, check the stats.
According to the 2016 Piper Jaffray report, teens spend 38% of their income on clothing.
That's a jump from last year at 36%, and that number will continue to grow.
On average, girls are spending two times as much as guys on apparel.
But girls aren't the only ones spending money on clothing. In fact, guys spend more of their own money on clothes than they do on video games.
A 2014 RAND Youth poll says teens have an annual $258.7 billion spending power.
Do the math. 38% of $258.7 billion is $98.3 billion annually going towards clothing.
These powerful statistics have most people thinking that the consumers run the market.
But they don't.
Most people think that teenagers are the ones that tend to influence or lead trends, but they actually are not. They are very much followers of trends. They are usually at least one season behind.
That's Dana Connell. She's a professor of fashion studies at Chicago College.
She said that for the most part, teens look to each other and to celebrities to figure out how to furnish their closet.
All of that is pretty expected. But Surya, guess how influencers will be inspired this fall?
I think that this election is going to have a whole lot to do with what goes on with teenagers. So I would be watching to see what happens come November and see who wins this election.
Think back to Obama's 2012 campaign.
Early on in the election process, and you looked at how the first ladies dressed, Michelle Obama was wearing kind of the mainstream, if you will. If you recall, she was wearing J. Crew.
But Ann Romney?
But she was wearing Couture Dior. So these two women were on the stages. Michelle Obama was wearing an outfit that was probably less than $500. The Republican candidate's wife was wearing something that was probably in excess of $3,000. You know, whoever wins this election, it's going to drive fashion. I can guarantee you it is.
I never thought of fashion that way. And I certainly never thought that global politics and fashion could ever be connected.
So we found out that teens' clothes are on trend.
Give or take a season.
Retailers convinced you to buy them with elaborate advertisements.
And they hoped you wanted to blend into the crowd.
Retailers want to fill up your closet because they know teenagers have a great spending power.
But even with unbelievable spending power, we have no control over the market.
But what if I don't want to wear shirts with cutout shoulders?
Then you better latch on to another one of the latest trends. Because right now, there's just not a great way to reclaim control over the market. Corporations run the show around here. But you can control what you buy. Catherine Schaefer notes that if no one buys an item, it's the end of the trend.
Retailers offer merchandise, but it really is the shopper is telling the retailer whether they have accepted that trend or they are rejecting it. So if you go to a store and when you go to the clearance rack and you see 100 of the same thing, then that tells you that that customer has rejected that trend.
But until you start designing fashion, Radioactive will know exactly what is in your closet. Oh yeah, we forgot to warn you. Radioactive knows your closet so well, we can even see its future.
And in case anyone's wondering what'll be crawling into closets in the next year, here's Dana Connell again, telling us what's on the runways right now.
Sort of this trend of dressing that is not feminine nor male, a little bit androgynous in a way. We call it gender bending, and a lot of that has to do with what's going on in all of the LGBTQ communities.
It looks like next year, your closet will be looking pretty androgynous.
But right now, we can also see your future.
Using special radioactive technology, I can see that in the next few minutes, you'll like us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/radioactiveyouthmedia and follow us on Twitter at KUOW Radioactive.
And a big thank you to Leela Katayev, our staff editor, Anne Kane, and Jenny Asarno. We couldn't have done this without you.
Also, thanks to Dana Connell and to Catherine Schaefer for your contributions to this podcast.
And last but not least, thank you to your closet, oh, and to its owner, you. We hope you'll listen to more of us at KUOW.org/radioactive.
Signing off, this is
Radioactive!